Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his powerful teaching titled, If You Love the Lord. Yesterday, he explained that the first step in keeping the Lord's commandments as a sign that you love him is becoming a son. Today, he speaks about receiving the word of God. Let's join in.
Number two, he says, now, even if you are a son, if you love God and you want to obey his word, he says that you must receive his word. My son, if thou receive my words. In other words, if you love to keep my commandments, I told you it's a process. He has to give the commandment, or he has to tell you what he wants you to do. But the question is, can you receive it? God can say something, but can you receive it? That's the question. Even in a sermon like this, I am preaching, but the question is, can you receive it? He said, Pastor went to preach. He preached on marriage powerfully. And he spoke about peace in marriages. So when they went home, the wife said, now that you have spoken about peace in marriage in the church, let's now be at peace with each other. The pastor said, no, that sermon is not for you. It's for the church members. So the pastor himself, who was preaching peace in marriage, he himself, he cannot receive what he said. You know, it is easy to read God's word, but to receive it is very difficult. Something may be present, but to receive it is not easy. You know, some people find it difficult to receive love. Yes. If you have a young girl that you want to marry the girl right now, and you sit down with her, and you are serious, and you say, oh, you know, Esther, I've been thinking about you. I've been praying. I feel the Lord is leading me. Also, I love you so much. Esther will look at you and say, you are trying to deceive me. You see, she is finding it difficult to receive the love. Receiving is not easy. Sometimes even if my wife is dressed nicely, she's going to church. I say, oh, baby, you are looking very nice. She can ask me, oh, are you sure? Because see, to receive is difficult to receive. But in receiving God's word, there are things that stop us from receiving God's word. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, hypocrisies, envies, and all evil speakings, 2 says, as newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word of God, so that you may grow thereby. Here the Bible is describing a mother and the baby. And it is like a comparison. It's comparing how receive God's word to a mother and a baby. That a baby receives milk or food from the mother. But it says that before the baby can desire or receive the food, the baby must lay aside certain things. So even before we come to desire, you must lay aside. And he mentions some things. Malice. Malice is to have evil intentions towards people, another person. You want to hurt the person. Then it says, guile. Guileless. You are a deceitful person. You are not honest. You are not true. You behave as if you are a Christian, but you are not. In actual fact, you are an armed robber, but you are sitting in the church. Cool, are deceiving people. Then it says, hypocrisies, almost the same. Guile is cunning. They are very cunning. But hypocrisy is like an actor. Actually, that word hypocrites is the Greek word where we get that word actor. It means you are not who you say you are. You look very nice. You look very holy. You come for Bible studies, everything. But in real life, you are living with somebody's husband in real life, although you do very holy. So all that you are doing in the church, you are actually an actor. You can win an Oscar. In real life, a totally different person. If we look at your friends, the kind of friends that you have, the kind of lifestyle that you lead, the things you say. When you come to church, it's like you're a totally different person. You are actually an actor. So he says, we should lay aside all. In other words, when you cannot lay aside sin, you cannot receive. And it's true. You cannot receive. So receiving is very difficult because there are things that have to be put aside. If I come right now and I say, look, God says that we should owe no man anything but love. And I said, it's in the Bible. So if you are owing somebody, pay. But you too, you have made up your mind that everybody is owing in the world, and you too, you won't pay. So I can quote that scripture. But you see, if you don't lay aside that mind that you have, you cannot receive what I'm trying to give you. If I say that a Christian must go to church every Sunday, if in your mind you have decided that you, every Sunday, you don't go to church, you just wash your car and you wash soccer and you chill and you do keep fit. You see, if you don't put aside the keep fit and the washing of car and put outside your mind, what I'm saying, you cannot receive it. So until there is a laying aside, you cannot even receive it. It becomes very difficult. If I say a Christian should not marry an unbeliever until you lay aside your boyfriend, Apalagoma, you cannot receive that word that I'm talking about. So it's not that easy. It's very difficult. So it says, until you lay aside, you cannot receive. So receiving is difficult because whatever we must lay aside to embrace, when you want to embrace God's word, it means you must stop something. And that's what makes it difficult. If I say, love your husband, look, it means that hate that is in your heart, the bitterness, you must put it aside. Otherwise, you cannot follow that commandment. So it is very difficult to really receive God's word. In James 1:17, the Bible says the same thing. He says, let us lay aside all superfluity of naughtiness. Superfluity means, that word means the abundance of wickedness. And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. So it looks as if repentance is connected, do you understand me, to receiving. So he says, my son, if only you can receive. Maybe God has called you into the ministry full time. Maybe he has called you. But can you receive it? Because to receive it, you may have to lay aside your job and your own plans and your own thinking before you can do it. If you cannot do that, you cannot receive it. It will be difficult. That's why I said it's a process to keep God's commandment. So it's a battle. Number three, it says, and hide my commandments with you. Now, assuming you are even able to receive it. You see, so now God's word is genuine, you know. It's genuine towards the doing, but it hasn't reached. Assuming now you are even able to receive it. Now that you have it, even before you can implement it, there is the danger that you can lose it. That's what the Bible says, hide. Now that word hide, it means that something else or someone can take it away. You know, sometimes you can come to church and hear a hot sermon, and after the sermon, you are energized that when you go home, I mean, maybe some prayer, after you endeavor that you are going to wake up at dawn every morning and pray because some zeal has come. So Monday, 4 o'clock, you get up and you pray. Friday, alarm, cring, 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 and just hit it, keep quiet, and just keep on sleeping. Then for the rest of the week, the prayer has disappeared. Although you were able to receive that word, you couldn't hold it. It's gone. So even God's word, to be able to hold on to it, is not easy. Because there are forces that can dispossess you. The way people behave, it can dispossess you. The pressures of life can dispossess you. So here it says that after you have said it, now you must hide it. Now I think that the parable of the sower probably tells us some of the threats to God's word, even if you have received it. In Luke 8:5, Jesus spoke, he said, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. It was trodden down, the fowls of the air devoured it." It says, "Some fell upon a rock," verse 6, "as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns and sprang up and choked it. Others fell on good ground and sprang up and brought forth fruit 100-fold. Verse 8, it says, "He who has ears, let him hear." Then he started explaining what it means. Verse 11, he said, "The seed is the word of God." Verse 12, "Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved." So Jesus said, the word of God is like a man who has made a farm. And he said, if the man is planting, let's say, tomatoes, he says the seed is God's word. Which means that the earth or the soil is your heart. So now we are trying to plant the seed into your heart. Then he says that when you plant the seed, you see, when you plant the seed, it's there. But it is subject to external threats. So you must be able to hide it and keep it there. But some things can easily take it away. Then he said, one of the things that prevents us from hiding God's word, because if you plant a seed, it must bear in the soil for a while before it will germinate and grow and you begin to see the results. But whilst you are trying to keep it, it says the devil will come. And what I want you to focus on is what he attacks. He attacks your faith, lest they should believe. So the attack is on your faith, lest they should believe and be saved. So that's what he's attacking.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that in the process of keeping God's commandments, after you receive the word, you must hide it because the devil will try to steal it from you by attacking your faith to force you to exchange God's word for something else. Tune in again to more of a continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen. God bless you. May be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
He said, "Dear prophet, my daughter had been wetting her bed and we came to see you for prayer. You prayed for her and by the grace of God, she no longer wets her bed. She's completely healed. I give God the glory." Put your hands together for Jesus. What a wonderful testimony.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, Seek Counseling, Ask for Prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 207 5752 15.